It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. James Clark Atkinson was born in Norfolk, Virginia in February, either in 1914 or 1915, depending on the source. His father died when Jimmy was 5 years old, and his mother moved with her young son to Titusville, Pennsylvania, to be near some friends. Jimmy attended public schools in the Titusville area, and when he reached adulthood, he moved to Jamestown to make a name for himself as an amateur boxer from the city. As an amateur, Clark compiled 23 titles, winning tournaments in Pittsburgh and St. Louis, as well as local bouts at the Washington Street Auditorium in Jamestown, and also in Celeron Park. He fought for the American AAU team in Paris, France in 1935, winning all three of his matches. He was the U.S. Amateur Welterweight Champ, the New York State Middleweight Champion, and defended his Golden Glove titles 8 different times. Jimmy was described as a clever boxer who relied on bobbing and weaving and powerful left and right hooks. He was known as the Jimtown Express. In 1936, Jimmy earned a spot on the U.S. Olympic boxing team as a middleweight by scoring 5 knockouts in the National Trials Tournament. At the Berlin Olympics, Clark lost a controversial decision in the quarterfinals to Polish boxer Heinrich Kamolewski. Clark turned pro after the Olympics and was managed by Marshall Miles, who also managed Joe Louis. He never fulfilled the promise of his youth, compiling a 20-19 record during his professional career. A World War II Army veteran, Jimmy Clark died at the age of 80. His legacy to boxing was not forgotten, as he was inducted into the Chautauqua Sports Hall of Fame in 1983 and the Buffalo Boxing Hall of Fame in 1998. He died in Jamestown on September 12, 1994. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.